Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowances made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this video and on the Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel do not necessarily reflect the opinion of our and Ambitiously the Podcast YouTube channel. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. TVMA viewer discretion is advised. All commentary is alleged.
Ambitiously, the podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Dive into the latest in trending topics, adult taboo conversations, and music. Tune in.
Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs. Precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions and achieve greater profitability. Stop stressing and start succeeding. Contact Labora Lee Bookkeeping today for a free financial assessment. That's Labora Lee Bookkeeping. Get back to business.
Hey, y'all. What's up? It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, aka Kat Lee, and...
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
Yes, you've tuned in. What's up? What's going on? Listen, today, my friends, it is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get into this gap beat. We see what's going on up in these entertainment streets. You know, we're going to talk about a few things, and I'm glad you're here to discuss with me because I'm nosy and I want y'all to be nosy with me. I do. Before we get started, a few things I need to say because I have to say these things, which is join the conversation. You can do so by calling in. The number is 443-551-5963. Again, the number is 443-551-5963. You can also shoot me a text on that same exact number, or you can drop a comment. And just note that the text messages and comments will be read out loud. The comments will be on the screen so everybody can read them. And also, if you call in, you'll be live on air. I just want you to be mindful. I don't want you just jumping in here, not knowing what's going on. If you would like to talk to us about anything, and I do mean anything at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Okay. Just some things I need to get out of the way. Bear with me. I want to get this off the screen real quick, because I like it when stuff is clear, you know, clear. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. It helps build what we got going on over here. It's free. And we just appreciate when you do such things. I'm going to find a way to start shouting you guys out when you do. So thank you in advance. Thank you. What else we got to say? If you want to donate monetarily to the show, you can Cash App us. Always a capital A when it comes to Cash App, but it's $ ambitiouslyent.com. $ambitiouslyent.com. Remember, capital A. Or Venmo at ambitiouslyent as well. Everything's ambitiouslyent with me, baby. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. It's definitely functioning. You will see, if you go on there one day, you might see changes the next day, because we're always working on what we got going on over there. It's a thing. Always continue to build. So that's what we got going on. I also have a few things to announce at the end of this particular show, but we'll talk about that a little later. I'm just going to put this on the screen so you know. All right. This evening, we got a lot of crash outs. I want to say jailbirds. It's just a lot going on right now. A lot. And you can almost say ridiculous at this point, but it's a lot going on. So we're going to get into it. You know, I have to turn into Sporty Cat every now and again, because I do love sports. And I do love sports talk. This particular story, though, I'm going to talk about, because one of the people in the story is from where I'm from, which is Baltimore, Maryland. So we got to talk about it. One of the people involved in the story is Ice Cube. The other one is Angel Reese. Let's get into it. With the Big Three's $5 million offer to Caitlin Clark never coming to fruition, could a lucrative Angel Reese proposal be up next for the Hoops League? Don't count on it, child. So, last week. Okay, thank you, Doc. I appreciate that. So last week, reporters caught up with Ice Cube, the Big Three honcho, and said there will be no deal put in front of Reese anytime soon. Child, he explains he's got no issue with the Chicago Sky forward. It's just the dollars and cents won't line up. Cube told us sponsors assure him Clark coming to the org would rank in cash in hand over fist. But they didn't tell us the same thing about Angel Reese. That's crazy. I don't know if we can make the same offer, he said. Cube initially sent the offer to Clark on Clark's way when she was with the Iowa Hawkeye. She would have only needed to play in 8 regular season games and potentially 2 off playoff games to earn the exuberant amount of cash. She, of course, ultimately turned it down and went on to sign with the Indiana Fever. With or without Clark and Reese, Cube still clearly pleased with his league, raving about how the 2005 season has gone so far. This is what he said. He said, we got some great players, such as Lance Stevenson, Dwight Howard, Wesley Johnson. They've all been great. Trez Harrell's been great, and the league has been a must see TV on for sure. So in that case, I'll say you have to go with where your money is coming from. It is Media Monday. I would say, as far as business is concerned, now I feel no kind of way about it, Cube. You have to go where the money is going to come in. And if you have people who are sponsors or partners in the particular league and stuff like that, you can't go against that, because how are you going to pay her? Like, how is she going to get paid if nobody is offering those type of dollars up for her? So I kind of get where he's coming from. Now, other people, the crash outs, would take that personal, but I do not, because, again, I understand the intricacies of business. And when you have partners involved or sponsors involved, you have to think about that first. Where are you going to get the funding from? And then what if Angel Reese don't want only $5 million? You feel me? Like, it's a lot of things that play, you know, like, play a part. So I would say don't take it personal. A man has to worry about his business first. And if he's happy with how his business is going, let that man be happy. Okay, let's get into it. Let's stay on sports for a second, because I'm going to get to the rest of the crash outs in a minute. I need to know, Shaq, why are you in people's business? Why? And what we're about to talk about and you being in people's business, none of this has anything to do. I get everybody's doing podcasts right now, but some business is not your business to be in. You feel some kind of way because he got it and you don't? I don't know, but let's get into it. So Shaquille O'Neal is clearly not impressed with Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson, their new romance, because he believes they'll be broken up before the NBA season rolls out. I don't disagree with him, though. I don't, but I'm just saying this is not your business, Shaq, to be in, right? I don't necessarily disagree, though, and I'll tell you why I don't disagree. The NBA Hall of Famer shared his thoughts on the couple, on the coupling of the recent episode, on the recent episode of the Big Podcast with Shaq, after his co-host brought up the new relationship between the Savage rapper and Dallas Mavericks Hooper. O'Neal, 53, didn't have much to say, but it is clear to all of his listeners where he stands on the couple. 6 weeks, O'Neal said with a straight face. So he only given him 6 weeks. The crowd understood what O'Neal meant and laughed. But his co-host asked for more clarity. O'Neal doubled down without hesitation. 6 weeks. Special guest Mike Tyson was also on the podcast and gave Megan and Klay a little bit more credit than Shaq. He gave them a little bit more credit than Shaq. Despite their thoughts, Megan and Thompson appear to be genuinely happy and were excited to reveal their relationship on Instagram and at the Pete and Thomas Foundation Gala in New York City. We met. It was such a cute meet, Megan told people about Thompson. It was like effing movie. I won't tell you how, but I won't tell you when, but it was a movie. This is what Megan said. She also called him the nicest person I've ever met in my life. While Meg, will Meg be courtside at the Mavs games? That's a good question. Shaq doesn't think so, but we'll see soon enough. So, Doc, you agree with the 6 months? I'm going to tell you why I don't disagree with the 6 months. Megan Thee Stallion really doesn't have the greatest track record when it comes down to relationships. Like, her stable is not stabling. But I don't necessarily know or think I don't know if the time frame is necessarily, like, I agree with the time frame. I just agree that maybe it won't last that long. I hope that it does. I want her to have a fruitful and healthy relationship, but she's in the industry. And she's in the entertainment industry. She's in the music industry. And he's in the league. And although he doesn't really give me, like, you know, the league is a different kind of thing. And there's women everywhere. And I don't necessarily know that she's going to be with him everywhere because she got a tour and make music and things of that nature. So I just say, when it comes to both industries, it could be trying. If that's the right word. I mean, I think that's the word I want to use. It could be very trying. He could get mad because she's on tour, and he said, but he got money, so he could go where she at when the season's out. And then he'll be playing during the season, and, you know, they be in city to city, and, you know, I don't know. I just say let them enjoy their time together while they're together. How about that? I don't think I want to put a number on how long it's going to last, though. Like, to be honest with you. Because that's like me getting in a relationship with somebody, although I'm on chill right now. I'm on ice. But that's like me getting in a relationship with somebody, and then people are like, I bet it doesn't last long. Problem is, you would be wrong because I don't do short-term relationships. Generally, I stay in relationships for years. It might be a gift and a curse, but I stay in relationships for years. And then eventually, I say my longest relationship I've ever had was about 7 or 8 years. And the person is still around, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you would be wrong. So I just don't like putting numbers on people's relationships. Like, let them live and be free and be happy. And they're happy right now. They're in the honeymoon stage. Let them be the honeymooners. Like, let them. Doc has said, live young, wild, and free. 6 months, a short time. It is a short time. But you don't know what it might be. You don't know. And she might really genuinely fall in love with this dude, if not already in love with this dude. He might genuinely be in love with her. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, just let them be honeymooners and see where it goes. I don't want to put a number on their relationship. Honeymooners and reality sets in. It does, but that's their business. That was where I started this whole conversation with. Shaq, how is that your business? But he was asked the question. I just say let them live and figure it out. Maybe that you never know. That might wind up being her husband. Maybe she'll be tired of dealing with these fools out here. I'm sorry. I'm in Baltimore, Maryland, and we are in the season where it's hot as hell. We are on the devil's front porch right now. And so I'm going to put my hair in a ponytail because, yeah, my girl don't really like being hot. A girl don't really like being hot, so ponytail it is. But I just say let them just be. Let them be. Let them be what they're going to be. Don't. And he the wrong one to talk about somebody's relationship. Like, that's, shut up, Shaq. Just mind your business. But could it be a trauma bond? I don't know what it is. I'm not there with them. And a trauma bond from what? Her and Tori? That's many ninjas removed. She's dated since then. She had Partisan, whatever his name is. She was with him for a while. I think they did like a year. You feel me? So I don't know necessarily say that this is a trauma bond. Tori has been out of the picture. So for him, who, I don't know nothing about his past relationships. So I can't say it's a trauma bond. See, in order to say that something is a trauma bond for somebody, you have to actually know, like, be inside of their relationships. I'm not a therapist. And nor do I want to be that deep down into their relationship. What I am going to say is, let them figure it out. I'm not saying it's going to be a long relationship. I'm not saying it's going to be a short relationship. What I'm saying is right now that girl is happy. That man is happy. They both tall. Let them figure it out. I wouldn't want anybody coming in, inserting themselves in my relationship. About, you know, like, that's personal. I don't know that I want somebody to come and tell me how my relationship is going to turn out. And you have no clue what he and I do when we're behind private doors. You know, you don't have a clue. You don't even know what it looks like. So I'm not going to say it's a trauma bond either. I don't know. I don't know none of that. Okay, learn by sink or swim or trail by fire. Listen, just figure it out on your own. I'm not doing none of that. Figure it out on your own. Maybe it'll be a long haul. Maybe it'll be a short term. They got to figure that out, though. You not bumping the uglies with them. You not in the bed with them. You not smacking Megan Cheeps. Although I'm quite sure it's many fellas that would love to. But you not there. He is. Don't you think maybe people probably said the same thing about ASAP and Rihanna? But guess what? Now they got 3 kids. People probably said the same thing about Jay-Z and Beyonce. They've been married well over 20 years. You just don't know. And what's too young? You don't know. You don't know. You can't dictate how somebody's relationship is going to be. She's not a spring chicken. She's not. She's not. I don't know how old. Let's find out real quick. Because I don't want to ever assume that I know. How old is Meg Thee Stallion? Let's see how old she is. So she's 30. Okay. And what's his name? Hold on. Let's find out how old he is real quick. Because I was like, you don't know. And again, men who have a bad track record with relationships have no room to talk. That's really my point. Oh, okay. I'm going to find out how old he is. Men who don't have the best track records and relationships always seem to be the ones that have something to say about other people's relationships. And I feel like that's why. He's 35. He's 35. She's 30. They not teens. They not even in their 20s. They're past the developmental ages. You don't know. Maybe she looking for a nice guy. Maybe she tired of dudes that think they tough. Maybe. You ever thought about that? Maybe she wants a nice guy. You just don't know. you don't know, and you don't know what's too young for them, because she is not a spring chicken and nor is he. Shit, how by 30 my knees started hurting, so we don't know what that's gonna look like. I'm sorry, I saw a spider, but you don't know what that's gonna look like. How 30, yeah, my knees started hurting, then I got myself in shape. But 35, he's been in the league for a little while now. He's probably close to retirement. You don't know. So again, it's probably one of them times where people should mind their business and don't wish bad on their relationship. Let them blossom. Let them figure out what it's going to be. We don't know. We not there. I'm not in the bedroom. That's why I'm like, I'm not necessarily going to say that, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to last. But I'm not necessarily going to say that it's going to last. 10 years too close. What you mean 10 years too close? You only in your 40s, sir. You're not that far away. 30s was not that far away ago. Matter of fact, time goes really fast. She's 30, he's 35. They'll figure it out. That's not up for me and you to debate on whether or not they're going to make it. They will figure it out. No, I said he's 35 and I said she's 30. I didn't say 10 years in between. I didn't say that. I never said that. I said when I was 30, my knees was already starting to hurt. So that's what I said. I never said anything about that. I looked at her. I looked up her age. I looked up his age. He's 35. She's 30. They're not spring chickens. I said for me, I was in a relationship for 10 years. Oh, but no, I said no man should ever date a woman 10 years younger than him. They're 5 years apart. And you making up stuff now? They're 5 years apart. No man, let's say he was 35 and she was 25, then I would say no, because they don't really have nothing in common. She was a baby when he was born. No, I said no man should never date, so we have clarity, a woman that is 10 years younger than him. That's what I said. I know what I said because I really believe in it. I don't just say stuff just for the sake of saying it. I know what I said. No man should date a woman 10 years younger than him. They only have 5 years apart. She's 30. He's 35. That's a good gap. He was only 5 when she was born. But if he was 10 when she was born, they don't have anything in common. I mean, it makes sense what I'm saying. It is not rocket science. She's not 10 years younger than him. Yeah, that's fine, but she's not 10 years younger than him. She's 5 years younger than him. So again, but my point is this, let them figure it out. Even if she was 10 years younger than him, I don't agree with it because I don't think that the gap is good for either one of them. But I would still say, let them figure it out. That's all. I don't like the gap in between Beyonce and Jay-Z, but obviously it works for them. You know what I'm saying? So let them figure it out. It's not your job to figure that out. Now, I'm nosy, but I ain't that damn nosy where I want to be in your bedroom finding out what you got going on. If she happy, let her be happy. If he happy, let him be happy. But I still say, and I stand on that because I don't say things that I don't mean, that I don't believe that a man should date a woman that's 10 years or more younger than him. That's what I said. So let's be clear. So we don't never have to have this conversation again. 10 years or more younger than him, he should not be dating her. He was grown when she was born. Or he was 10 when she was born. He was about to become a teenager and she was just being born. That's why. He could hold her. That's why. That's all I'm saying. I know it's the oh, well, I want a younger woman, but it's chaotic. It's going to be a whole shit show. But I know what I said, and I never say anything that I don't mean. And I don't drink. I drink water. This is in here actually is iced tea. So I know exactly what I said. And I do smoke, but I haven't smoked in a while. So I have clarity about what I said. Selling iced tea is the best. Anyway, that's fine. Nobody cares. Doc, nobody cares about the 5 years. Nobody cares about that. I said 10 years. I don't know what you got going on tonight, but I said what I said and I stand on that. I don't care about the 5 years. Who cares about the 5 year gap? I said 10. And I still don't really care about that. I just say, for advice wise, I don't think that's a wise idea. But if you do that, that's what you do. You grown. Long as everybody in the situation is grown, who gives a shit? I don't. Yeah, because I had a lot of ice today. So I put a hole and I just kept going to get ice. And every time I pour the ice in my cup, I put a cup underneath because I didn't feel like getting up to throw it away. But that's not the point. Let's not worry about my cup. You losing focus. Let's get back on. Let's get back focused. I like to do that. I like to stay on point. All right. So time for the crash out. Let's talk about Glorilla right quick. Because I like to stay on point and I don't like jumping from top. Like, I like to stay focused. That's very important to me. So, I don't know if you heard, but Glorilla got arrested. So, here's what the nitty gritty boils down to it. All right, this is where we go. So, the story broke about Glorilla being arrested in Georgia for felony narcotic possession earlier this week, or over the weekend, last week. Her legal team is calling the charges a total outrage of justice. The rapper wasn't even home. Now, that's crazy to me. She wasn't even in the crib. She wasn't there. It was in her home, though. But she wasn't even home. So it's been said that Glorilla's house was broken into over the weekend. By the time the cops arrived, the suspects were gone, but an investigation says they encountered Mary Jane, in their search for the burglars. The rapper was then charged with felony narcotic possession. It's a slippery slope when it comes to stuff like that. And especially because it's Georgia. Up here, nobody would have cared about that. And it's in Forsyth County. Oh my gosh, that county is something else. But anyway, the Forsyth County Sheriff's Office says the deputies responded to a report of a burglary in progress Saturday around 1:30 a.m. at the residence in Atlanta suburbs. The sheriff's office says three suspects entered the house when an armed occupant fired at the intruders. Glorilla was not home at the time of the burglary, the sheriff's office said. Three suspects fled. No injuries have been reported in the incident. The sheriff's office said Glow's attorney said jewelry was stolen. So they did get some of her jewelry. Deputies executed a search of the area with K-9 teams and a drone unit. Detectives also responded to the scene. The deputies reportedly detected a strong odor consistent with illegal narcotics. According to the sheriff's office, the narcotic task force was summoned and a search warrant was secured for the house. A significant amount of marijuana, Mary Jane, sorry, was discovered in plain view in the closet of the master bedroom, deputy said. Glow was later charged with felony possession of Mary Jane and possession of Schedule I controlled substance. She turned herself in voluntarily at the Forsyth County Jail on Tuesday and was released the same day on bail of $22,260. Attorneys for Bigelow, Marissa Goldberg, and Drew Findling. Oh, I sound like two Hebrew people. Of the following law firm, tell reporters that the arrest of Gloria Woods, which is Glorilla, is a disturbing window into how rat law enforcement priorities have become. Ms. Woods was out of town when her residence became a target for a group of home invaders who most likely knew that she wasn't there. What they didn't know was that she had family staying with her and that were traumatized by the violent entrance of the group, who grabbed high volume jewelry before taking off once they realized that the home wasn't vacant. So Findling's law firm adds, when her family members did the right thing and called the law enforcement instead of investigating the violent home invasion and the theft at Ms. Woods' home, they instead sought a search warrant when they spotted what they believed was a small amount of Mary Jane. Law enforcement then sought arrest warrants for her, even though she hadn't been at her home for some time. No arrest warrants have been issued for the violent home invasion. Woods is a victim, not a suspect. This is our tax dollars at work. Absolutely unbelievable. Y'all, this is nuts. This is nuts because, I mean, I know that down there it's illegal. But how do you know it was hers? So you charging her, she not even home. It's other people in the home. And her home was broken into. So you gonna charge her and she's not even there? And there's other people in the home? Who's to say it was hers? And she got family that's staying there. Like, y'all are wild down there. That's messed up, but dealing with the Poe is risky. It's not risky. It's the right thing. Listen, she get ready to sweep this under the rug. She wasn't there. And other people were. So how are you going to put that on her? Yeah, it's her house, but that don't mean it was hers. It wasn't in her possession. And that's the thing that they have to prove. It was in her possession. Not just because it was in her house. And it wasn't even a large amount. So I just say at this point, y'all just trying to find something to do. What? It's been calm down there. No crazy, nothing to do. So y'all got to find something to do. Like, that's insane. That's freaking insane. You have to prove that it was hers. She wasn't at home. She's on tour. So everybody knows. She wasn't even there. So how can you say it's hers? Other people were staying there. How can you say it's her? You have to prove without a shadow of a doubt that she's guilty. And in this case, you can't prove nothing because she wasn't even there. And other people were there and they called the police. You know what I'm saying? You got to prove that it was hers. She didn't get out of this, but it's just crazy that they wasted time. That is a waste of taxpayer money. Like, really? She wasn't even there. Other people were there. Other people called the police about the invasion. She wasn't even there. She had her stuff stolen and she wasn't there. Like, that's insane. Maybe I'm too logical because I need it all to make sense before I could be like, oh yeah, well, no, none of this makes sense. She wasn't there. She was in a whole nother state. Nope. Use your logic. I'm tired of people not using logic. They should use that the robbers planted it. No, don't use that. But I wouldn't say use that because we don't know that they planted it. I say just use the truth. She wasn't there. I'm not going to make up stuff. And I don't like that. I don't do that. I'm not that type of person that makes up stuff. I'm very accountable for all the things that I do. So if I'm there and I had, well, here again, I would never deal with that because it's legal here. But if, let's say, I'm there and it's in my home and it's right there with me, it's in my possession, then yes. But if I'm not at home, other people in the house, whoever, don't plant it on me and say it's mine. Like, you don't know that I wasn't even home. I'm on tour. I'm gonna need you to not do that. I don't want to make up anything. I just want you to be accountable for how bullshit this is. She was not home. She is on tour. Right now. She had to come back to turn herself in. No, I'm not with that. And I'm not with making up nothing. Tell the truth. Yeah, I'm not with that. I'm not with none of that. Tell the truth. So that happened. That happened. I'm on her side with this one because she wasn't even there. Be one thing if she was there. She was not there. So no, I'm not going to run with that. Not going to run with that at all. With none of the extras, none of the extra bullshit. I'm not running with none of that. What I'm running with is the truth. And she wasn't there. So how are you going to put that on her? Maybe the robbers could have planned it. I don't know. But what I know is that she wasn't there. So she shouldn't be getting charged for it. Other people were in the house. If anything, you probably could have locked them up for it. She wasn't there. What'd she do to them? Now I wonder. She not playing ball? Because why? She wasn't there. Yeah, she wasn't even there. I mean, you gotta definitely be careful, but you don't know what people, you know, you, this is my problem with people. You can't think for other motherfuckers. You cannot think for nobody else. Where you think, you could be thinking like, oh, I trust these people. They gotta watch my home because I'm not gonna be there because I'm on tour, right? So I need somebody to watch my home. And a mother, you can't be on top of them and what they're going to do. You don't know what a person might do. You don't know what a person might be thinking. You might think one way about this person, but they act a whole different way. You just really don't know. But everybody think they got everybody figured out. So you got to watch. That's not going to help you because the person you think you could trust the most could be the most treacherous person in your life. And you don't even know. You know, that wolves in sheep clothing thing. You don't know. You have no clue who people are. So I ain't even going to say that. I'm going to just say she wasn't there. That's all I'm saying. She wasn't there. So she shouldn't be being prosecuted for nothing. She was. Yes, it was in her home, but she wasn't even home. You didn't find it on her. Other people were in the home. She wasn't there. You don't know what the case may be. You weren't there. You know what I mean? We weren't there. This case gonna get brushed under the rug because it's some bullshit. Some bullshit if I ever heard of it. Let's move on to Cardi B. I'm actually relieved because we're not having a conversation about Cardi B and Offset, which I get tired of that conversation. I'm over them too. I don't want your relationship to be on the internet anymore. But this one, this conversation is about her being sued. So Cardi B is being sued for a case where she legally cleared of a point her attorney is reiterating as, you know, he slams the lawsuit. So Drew Feinling says that the lawsuit against Cardi B regarding a 2-year microphone incident is a transparent, Drew getting that money, is a transparent pitfall attempt to at a financial shakedown. And I'm going to tell y'all something after I finish this because this is very vital to what I'm reading right now. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department and the Clark County District Attorney's Office closed the matter for insufficient evidence a long time ago. But apparently the opportunity to try to make some money off of a celebrity was too much for some unwilling law firm to pass up. I'm gonna get to my point in a minute. So, okay. Here's the thing. All right, yes, the case was closed. Criminally, she wasn't held liable. But the thing about civil suits, those and criminal suits are two different things. With a criminal case, you have to prove without a shadow of the doubt that this person broke the law. You feel me? They did something really, really wrong. She was not charged criminally. But as far as civil suits, all they have to prove is that they were there. In this case, it's on camera. So they don't have much. This person could actually get some money off of Cardi. But the whole thing, why I think this won't go as planned for the person suing Cardi, is you're also on camera throwing water on her. And I don't care if it's something that could hurt her or not. You threw water on her first. And then, yeah, she threw the microphone, which is a lot harder. But you started the shit, so she finished it. But when it comes to civil cases, you don't have to prove without a shadow of a doubt. When it comes to criminal cases, you have to prove without a shadow of a doubt. So that's the difference. So we're going to see where that goes to. We're going to see what happens. Drew Fonlins is getting that money. I promise you. Jeez. I might like this Drew person. Drew, like, I'm getting all the cases. Give me that money. Give it here. And our last one, we're going to talk about the rapper Cash Out. I'm going to try to break this down because I don't want to go through the whole case. I'm going to try to break this down really quickly. So he's an Atlanta rapper. His name is Cash Out. He was found guilty of rape and trafficking charges last week and will spend the rest of his life in the clinker, basically. On Monday, Cash Out, born John Michael Hakeem Gibson. Oh, he got two middle names too. I feel his pain just with that alone, because I have two middle names. But learned his fate in Atlanta courtroom after a month-long trial that found him guilty of violating the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organization Act for leading a worker enterprise. You little worker. Linda Smith, his mother, was also convicted as a co-defendant and sentenced to 30 years, while his right-hand man in the operation, Tyrone Tyler, you better call Tyrone, received the same sentence that he did. So they're going to spend the rest of their lives in jail. His mother was convicted of 30, but if she older, so we don't know how long that's going to go. Not you better call Tyrone. Call him. Listen. Crashing out. So Cash Out handed some musical motion in the early 2010s with his platinum single Cashing Out and Gold Certified She Twerking. Even had a cameo from Adam Sandler in Adam Sandler's movie in 2019. Uncut Gems, but prosecutors successfully argued that he used his Pyrex music group to dupe women into being ensnared into the worker game Reign of Terror. So the sentencing judge said that Cash Out was responsible for the very worst of human behavior, causing PTSD, I couldn't even get that out, depression, anxiety, and according to several victims' testimony. His attorney had requested a 30-year sentence, but this is what getting the book thrown at you looks like. Listen, he wanted to be a pimp. His mother wanted to be a madam. His homeboy also wanted to be a pimp. Sometimes it's not good to try to be in charge of little workers. Now, if she wants to sell her little hootenanny, then let her sell it. But you don't, listen, it don't pay to be a pimp. Pimps be getting, and I think people be thinking like, all right, well, I'm only going to get a couple of years because I'm just a pimp. No, they be handing out them long sentences. I'm talking about long sentences when you're a pimp. Find something else to do. Find something safe to do. You want to be trying to control these little workers. Now people talking about they got PTSD and some more stuff. Pimping ain't easy, baby. It ain't easy. You right, Doc. Pimping ain't easy. No clue. I have no clue. I just heard. Nah, I heard that too. I've never been a pimp myself. I've never been a madam. But, yeah. And then with how big they are on trafficking right now, and then you get found guilty of it. Oh, no, they trying to get you. And it don't help that they just cleared Diddy of some of his charges. So now anybody getting caught doing that, they trying to get you. Never mind, you got the president trying to divert everybody from knowing that he on the list, even though everybody knew you was on the list. Everybody been knew you was on the list, but whatever. Now he want them to get Beyonce and Oprah, and he didn't say Jay-Z, but I'm quite sure he want Jay-Z gone too, and Barack Obama, everything. Listen, you see what Epstein did to himself, and he said pimping wasn't easy either, and he was definitely a pimp. I just say, y'all, like, just cut it out. If she want to sell her little cuckoo, then let her sell it on her own, but you don't need to be a pimp. And now they done threw the book at you. Now you're going to be sitting in prison for the rest of your life. He could appeal, but they trying to keep you down, bruh. So we're going to see how that goes. We're going to see, you know, if maybe some change comes along later. But what I'm saying about is that everybody that I talked about, even Shaq, no, not Ice Cube. He not a crash out. Or Angel Reese. Or Caitlyn. But I will say, everybody after that is crashing out right now. This is a crash out moment. Check. Mind your business. Get out them people's relationship. That is none of your business. How long it lasts. Let them do what they need to do. Cardi, he was having a crash out moment. But this is what happens with Libra. Like, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Because then when I zap out, then everybody looking crazy. What happened? Now you understand. Now you understand why I say don't play with me. Because I can hold it in, but only for so long. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. What else did I talk about? I'm trying to think of everything I had on my up. We got Lil Pimp. He just pimping. He was trying to pimp. I don't know what happened. That was a bad situation in the pimp game. So we got Cardi. Glow. I'm saying Glorilla right now. I am. Because she wasn't even at home. Don't put that on me. Don't put that on me. And I ain't even there. Like, just don't put that on me. People could have had that in the house. You don't know who that belonged to. Don't put that on me just because I own the home. And I'm not even there. Shut up. Just jokes. I want to visit you. For a live show, or you visit here. However, now I ain't coming there because Georgia, obviously, they crash out. They crash out. Nope. No. And I smoke. No. Mm-mm. You can come up here, though. I'm not coming down there. At least I know what I'm dealing with here. I don't know what's going on down there. And I got an aunt that lives a couple of hours away in Alabama. I'm still saying nope. Nope. I don't want to go nowhere. Or I'm going to have an issue because I want to smoke. Nope. You can come up here. Nope, nope, nope. Leave me alone. Stay right here where I know I'm cool and I ain't going to get in trouble. I might try to send me to jail for smoking some trees. Nope. Mm-mm. However, we have to cross state lines. I-95 is an interstate. You would have had to cross state lines anyway. At least I know what's going on up here in the Mason-Dixon line. I'm cool with it. Let me drink a little iced tea. This is not a half and half. This is Southern iced tea. I don't drink half and half. But, I'll pass. I'm going to stay right here or go somewhere where I'm cool and ain't nobody trying to arrest me because I got a little tree. Nope. Nope. Look what they doing to Glorilla. Look. Nope. I'll pass. I'm going to do what it is that I do anyway, because I do what I want to do. And I like my Lord. As much as Baltimore, we got a bunch of crash outs. We're not crashing out over the small things. I'll stay here. Thank you. I'll pass. At least I know what I'm getting here. I'll pass. I'll go other places. I'm just not going places where they got, you can't smoke at. I'm not going those places. I'm not going to jail. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care about none of that. If I wanted to go to the country, I'll go to North Carolina. And my family is in the country too. I'll pass. So I will pass. And because you in the country, that make it worse. That make it worse. Because as soon as I spark up, where you from? They look at my ID and I worry about that when I go to North Carolina. Where you from? Oh, you from Baltimore? You bought all the drugs down. Nope. Mm-mm. No, Lord. Let me stay where I know I'm not getting locked up for me smoking. I'll pass. I'm good. I will pass. And I kind of do want to come to Savannah low-key. I do want to come down there because it's a lot of history that I would like to, I would be a tourist at that point. It's a lot of historical sites that I would like to visit. But I would have to not be smoking. I could go without smoking, but I like to smoke. I'm going without smoking right now. You feel me? But that don't mean that's forever. That just mean I like to take breaks from time to time. But nah, I'll pass. Nobody locking my black ass up. You can keep that. You can keep all of that shit. I'll be where I can smoke weed all day and not get in trouble. I can walk outside my house right now with a blunt lit and no police is going to pull me over. They're not. I could walk past the police right now. I could walk and they could be standing right there on the corner and nobody's going to get me for smoking weed. I will pass. Nobody. Can't do that everywhere. I would like to do that wherever I go. I like spark up and walk past and they be like, shit, the police here might be like, let me hit that. Nah, I'm a pass. I will pass. No, thank you. I'm good. I'm going to tell you, Mary Jane saves lives, not my life, other people's lives. Because no pothead wants to be entangled in some craziness and drama. You feel me? And I've been telling people this for years, even before it was legal here. Like, me smoking saves a lot of people from getting, from me crashing out. Let me do what it is that I do. But anyway, it's time for some love notes. And I, like I said, I take breaks, but, you know, I'm always going to smoke. I'm going to be an old lady smoking. I am. And I'm okay with that. Everybody else just has to be okay with it. And you don't have to be okay with it, but I don't give a shit. I don't give two shits. I don't. I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. Anyway, I got to show some love to some people. But again, if I'm smoking, I ain't trying to crash out. I'm trying to, and the only way I'm crashing out is if you doing something to stop me from being in the space that I need to be in. Then I might zap out on you. And then I'm going to roll something and be chill again. But leave me the hell alone. Don't interrupt my bitch. What Kendrick say? Bitch, don't kill my vibe. You feel me? And everything is good. But anyway, it's time for me to show some love. I love y'all so much. Thank you. And I gotta say some things after this. But I love y'all so much. Thank you for tuning in. Anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Rumble, I love you guys and thank you for tuning in. It's amazing. Love you. Thank you. Hearts. It's love or replay love, whatever you wanna. Hearts. I love you. My nose is itchy right now. I think it's some dust in here. I need to dust in the studio because my nose is itchy as hell and it wasn't like this earlier. But anyway, yeah. Love. I love you. But it is time for me to give some love to those who listen to this podcast because they come from wide and far. They're not watching, they're listening, and they're our largest audience right now because Rumble, y'all going crazy over there, and I love you for it. Thank you. I love you. but the listener audience. I'm going to give them love. And I want to give them love because they are our largest audience. This is called Love Notes. Why do we give love notes? Because again, they're not listening. I mean, they're not watching, they're listening. So I got to give them love some kind of way. So this is my way of giving them some love. I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. It wasn't show notes, and I was never going to call it show notes. But we argued, we bickered. And then we came to the compromise, and they always call love notes. I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. I think it's always going to be called that. It's fine with me. I love it being called love notes. And that's that. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. But it was a lot of papers in all fairness. I did have a clipboard and it was a lot of papers. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, countries, territories on that list. We've condensed it now. Now we only do it. We only do cities. I mean, we only do countries now and territories, but that's about, you know, like we figured out a way. But even this list is long, so now we do it like this. Al, we've gone green. Stop playing with us. It's all love. Thank you for the love. I love y'all. Shout out to the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. Hi, baby. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the love and loyalty. I love you so much. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love. You guys are extraordinary. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, and Portugal, Morocco as well. Thank you for the love. I love you guys so much. You guys are extraordinary. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, Latvia. Hi. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I'm crashing out right now. Well, thank you so much. I love you guys so much. Thank you for the love. Thank you so much. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica. Hold up. I got you real quick. Slovakia, Ukraine, Peru. Hi. Thank you for the love. Thank you for tuning in. You guys are exceptional and exquisite. And last but not least, Italy, Egypt, Malta, Tanzania, and Cambodia. Thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, I love you guys so much. And I need you to know I love you so much. And thank you so much for tuning in. Because, you know, it's been a long journey. It's been 5 years. And I'm going to say this. My name is Kat Lee, and I approve this message. I approve it. Thank you. I'm going to say that again. And you're going to get that bling again, too. But, y'all, so few things I need to say so I can get up out of here. One is we've been working on stuff with the radio station this weekend because it's very imperative. We are on multiple platforms. Like, well, the radio station, we got mad widgets right now that we can use for you to tune in. But just go to our website and you can tune in from there. But, you know, we got on mad directories this weekend. And we've gotten a boost as far as audience over there. So I'm thinking I might show some love that way too, some kind of way. I'm figuring it out. But yeah, so that's a thing that's happening. Radio station is getting a little bit more love, and I love that as well. DJ Rukaze, big shout out to him. My daughter got a gecko this weekend. I'm not going to tell you what kind, but she got a gecko, and now she's just madly in love. I became a grandmother to a lizard. But I guess I should be grateful because she also told me I'm never going to have human grandchildren. So I guess I got to take all the pets. Only way I'm getting human grandchildren is if she marries a millionaire. This is what she told me. So I'm probably never going to get grandchildren. It's cool. It's cool. I love all my pet grandbabies. Yeah, thanks for my bling, Doc. Yeah, I love when I pet grandbabies because I'm not going to get human grandbabies, which is nuts. So that's that. But yeah, we spent the weekend just trying to get this radio station in order. And that's looking good. Like I said, numbers are looking good. I'm trying to get it together, but there's only one me. So I ask you to be patient with me. I'm going to get it all together. It's just going to take a little bit of time. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Let me see what Doc has said. Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibes. It was someone, Mary Jane, who want the smoke. I'm just saying. If it's mine, I'm going to take blame for it. But I ain't taking the blame for nobody else's stuff. That's all I'm saying. Like, don't try to make me responsible to respond, especially if I'm not even there. Nah, don't do that. If it's mine, I admit it's mine. Okay, it's mine. All right. And then the most she would get if it was hers is going to some kind of facility because it's weak. But she wasn't there. I got a problem with that. I'm Team Glorilla right now. I don't even know this chick. Doc has said, worldwide, when life happens, breathe, stand on the side of Michael's side. I'ma stand on mama say mama side, mama kusa. Mama say mama side, mama kusa. That's what I'm standing on. I don't know what you talking about. I have no clue what you talking about. I don't even know what that mean. Mama say mama side, mama kusa. I know what that means. He said wusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama kusa. Oh, that made me want to dance, my bad. Doc has said, hit that like button, tune in, live show, radio show, get the app. Yes, do all of that, man. I'm going to figure out how to show love to our audience over at the radio station, too, because that list is getting a little longer. But to anybody who's hearing this tonight, because they're going to hear it on the radio station as well. Big shout out to you. And thank you for tuning into the radio station. We appreciate you much. And know that it's, in my opinion, I know what Doc said and all that good stuff, but it's always going to be for me. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. I don't care what nobody say. That's what it is. Period. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. I'm going to say it again in a few minutes. Give me some time. Give me some time. Let me get these things out the way. You can always join the conversation. The number is 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. You can call in or you can text. If you call in, you'll be live on air. If you send a text, I will read it live on air. You can also drop a comment. It'll be on the screen and I'll read it live on the air because that's what I do, man. Hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com, contact@ambitiouslyent.com, or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Either one, we answer them both. I'm gonna say this again. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Sorry. My bad. I can't help it. That's my meditation mantra. Let me have it the way I need to have it. It works for me. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and subscription that we can get. We have fun over here, so just join the fun. Have fun with us. How about that? And then join me while I say the thing that gets on Doc's nerve, which is mama say, mama say, mama kusa. I don't care. I love it. You can always donate to the show. Cash App. Remember, it's a capital A for Cash App. $ambitiouslyent.com. Capital A for Cash App. $ambitiouslyent. Ambitiouslyent. Venmo @ambitiouslyent, because everything is ENT over here, baby. @ambitiouslyent, to be correct. Yeah. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. That's a .com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join our coffee community. I'm going to tell you why I think you should. So we can have salacious, titillating, and taboo conversations. And I can fucking cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. And I could say fucking shit and all the shit I want to say. And nobody's like, oh, we got to censor you. Nobody is doing that. You got to wait a certain amount of minutes before you can say all these words. No, I just say it because I fucking feel like it. So go over there. Or Rumble, because it's freedom of speech over there too. And nobody stops me from saying the words I want to say. I'm just saying. Big shout out to DJ Rukasey. He is the reason why my daughter has a lizard now. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's a good thing. He's a great friend. He had been promising her for a while now, and he came through with my grandson. Now I have a grandson. So big shout out to Rukasey, best DJ I know. And he'll always tell you we will be here forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever. Let us know how you feel about the mixes on Fridays. You get a new one every Friday. You never hear when we drop the mix every Friday. You'll never hear the same song twice on. You know what I mean? You never hear him play the same song twice. It's a different songs each mix. Now, you might hear the mix over and over again on the radio station because it's programmed, but you never hear the same song twice. Okay? It is what it is. Big shout out to DJ Rukasey. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my, oh, sorry, my bad. Big shout out to DJ Rukasey. Yeah, I know I'll be getting on your nerves, Doc, when I say mama, sa, mama, kusa. I am very defiant. I'm a rebel I'm a rebel. I am. Nobody sticks baby in the corner. I am a rebel. I am. I hope you do respect it, because I'm going to be who I was meant to be anyway. I'm going to be me, baby. I don't change for nobody. I don't comply. I do what it is that I'm set here to do, which is run my mouth and say what it is that I feel like saying. And fuck who don't like it. That's how I feel about that. I'm a rebel. I'm also a part of the Wu-Tang Clan. A distant part. But I'm part. I'm a part of that. I'm a rebel. Stop playing with me. All right. Well, I'm glad you see, baby. Just so you know. So you're not surprised when you're like, damn, this girl is so rebellious. I am rebellious. I'm very defiant. Like, because shouldn't nobody be trying to tell nobody what to do anyway? They should look out for themselves. Yeah, Cat Lee Wu. I like that one. I like, I gotta keep that forever. Cat Lee Wu. I'm going to run with that one. I like that one a lot. I'm keeping that. Cat Lee Wu. That might be on the screen tomorrow. You might see that tomorrow. Cat Lee Wu. I am. Yeah. But yeah. Let me rock out. Let me cook. Worry about what you got going on. Don't worry about what I got going on. You will be entertained though. You will. Anyway. Listen, I'm about to show you how much of a rock I am. First, I want to say that my name is Cat Lee. You're going to hear this a couple times this evening, too. My name is Cat Lee. And hold on. I'm going to say, before I say any of that, my name is Cat Lee. And I definitely fucking approve this message. Yeah. Woo! And let me get you. You know what I'm saying? All right, my bad. I'm misbehaving tonight. I don't give a shit. Oh, thank you, Doc. I did scroll up, but I'm gonna leave that right there. My name is Cat Lee, and I approve this message. I'm a rebel. I am very defiant. You don't like it? I don't know what to tell you. I don't. I really don't know what to tell you. Don't. That's that. But it is time for us to have a very important conversation. And it goes in line with what I was telling you earlier. People wonder why, like, I give fair warning. I'm not that disrespectful. I give the fair warning and nobody listens. And so then it's like when I'm in that form, then everybody's like, I don't know why she liked that. Because you made me that way. You made me that way. This is what you get. How about that? Don't make me that way. And then you won't get that. But we'll get to that in a minute. Mind your business. Everybody's business in the chat. You need to listen to me on this one. Mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. Especially when you got a bad track record of relationships yourself. Yeah. Mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. Except for on Media Mondays where I tell everybody's business because I'm nosy and I'll be wanting y'all to be nosy with me. Yeah. Does that make me a hypocrite? Kind of, sort of. But I don't give a shit. I'm a rebel, remember? Very defiant. I do what I want. But mind your business. Tap in. I try not to tell people's business, but sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes it's warranted. Sometimes it has to happen, but I try. It's not intentional, though. I try not to tell people's business, though. I try not to. The wiretap, though, you got a court case. I can pull it. And it interests me. It's kind of high profile. It piques my interest. And I can pull it. I can pull it. I'm reading it. My partner, I'm good. He's going to read it with me. Just don't be a foul, despicable, disgusting, heinous, dirty, dumbass, diabolical, depraved, sinister. Don't be any of those things. And Doc's favorite one, insidious individual, and then we won't read the case. Just don't do it. I got definitely dust in hands making my nose itch. Don't do it and we won't read your case. I don't want y'all to think I'm digging up my nose, but my nose is itchy. My nose is really itchy. That means it's dusty in here. But don't be any of those and we won't read your case. But if you are any of those things, we definitely read in case. So just don't be. Yeah, just don't. What and why are that some more me and Doc's business? Because we can't just tell everybody else's business and not tell some of our business too. So we try to give up a little bit of tea on ourselves. Cattails coming soon. Like I said, I've been working on certain things, so you have to be patient with me if you want it to happen, because it's only one me. It's a lot of y'all, but it's only one me. Just one me. But I will say this. If your story, a story that we share, I say a story that we share together, does make it on Cattail, shut the fuck up. Nobody annoys you, because I change everybody's names except for my own in the story. The only way they know it's you is if you get in the comments and start talking shit, and now they know it's you. Oh, your feelings hurt. It must be you that she talk about. Because she ain't even... That ain't even your name. Shut the fuck up. And like Doc would say, a hit dog will holler. So shut the fuck up, doggy. Shut up. Anyway. Some people. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Encourage your babies. Listen, my baby told me today. Oh, this is funny. I'm going to get to this real quick. She told me to have a good podcast. And I was like, well, it's work. I got to go to work. And she's like, yeah, but you can have a good day at work. And I'm like, yeah, you can take that same advice every time I tell you to have a good day at school and you tell me no. She was like, well, some days I actually do have a good day at school. It's like, dude, really? So you just, you're just going to fight. You're going to fight it. You're just going to fight it. But I encourage her, and I love that she encourages me to. But encourage them, babies. They need that love. They need that encouragement. They need you as the parent to know that it is your job. Yeah, she does. She's defiant too. Because I saw her every morning like, have a great day at school. And she turned around like, no. I'm like, but why? One day you're going to have a great day at school. She'd be like, whatever, mom. But then she admitted it today. Some days I have a great day at school. So it's just not. Encourage them, babies. Even if they saying no. Still encourage them anyway. Maybe one of the days they'll have a great day at school. I mean, you just show the love and the support. We support each other, even though she told me no. But I know she appreciate all those things. And tell them, babies, that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. I promise you. That goes a long way. If you know, encouraging them babies in that way. Like, that goes a long way. My baby's an eighth grader now. It goes a long way. So just keep on encouraging them babies. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over at NASA. I don't know. What I do know is that you should get yourself a telescope, not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, you perv. Get you a good one. National Geographic. I'm waiting. Get yourself a good one. Comes with beams and scopes and lenses, and hopefully yours has an app. Mine does. And then put it together, because it's going to require some assembly. And maybe you go outside and you discover some shit. Maybe an asteroid, a meteor, a comet. I hope all of which are going past you and not coming towards you. That's some scary shit. Shit. I just can't even imagine. But hopefully they going past you, and not coming towards you. A planet that they say is not a planet anymore, but it, in my opinion, I don't give a shit what they say. It's still a planet. I had to build a solar system. It's still a planet. Fuck you, NASA. I mean, not fuck you, NASA, but it's still a planet. I don't care what you say. Maybe a UFO. This message is not necessarily for y'all, but for when they do beam you up and probe you, I need this information to already be in your mind. So then they like, she said this. Maybe we'll listen to her. Maybe we won't beam her up. I do not want to be beamed up, and I do not want to be probed. Go to my neighbor's house, especially the one across the street. You can beam her up and probe her and keep her. Now, unless you have a great, fantastic planet, better than Earth, that I can live on and you know, live a great life on, don't miss me. Just keep going. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be about some NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, and they have engineers there as well. Yeah. All of that good stuff. Yeah. They got, I don't know what else they do over there. But I will say is they have a need for speed. And, man, at one point in time, the muscle car was king. And in my opinion, the muscle car will ever be, forever be king. So, yeah, big shout out to NASCAR for that. But other than that, just make sure you tell them babies that they the goat. They need that encouragement. They do. They do. They need it. Tell them. Stay in your lane. This is the crash out part of me, because this is very important and I need y'all to understand this. Stay in your lane. My lane, your lane, not the same. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. Stay the fuck in your lane. Stay in your lane. Everything is cool and a copacetic. Stay in yours. Stay in yours. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something you do not want. That's the crash out me. You don't want her. Do not break the glass. Do not push the button. Stay the fuck in your lane, please. So everybody can be happy. And we can be friends forever. Let me be your friend forever. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something you don't want. You're going to get her. And she's not nice, kind, or sweet, or cuddly. You're going to get her. You don't want her. You don't want her at all. Whatsoever. You don't want her. You don't want her. Hey, you big bird bitches. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. Yes, she is. Oh, and if you get her, you get the 2-for-1 special. Hey, you big bird bitches again. You're going to get her. And if Cat is purring, Cat is a happy, happy girl. You're going to get her. Want that. You don't want that first one. Plus, what usually happens when you jump in other people's lanes is a collision. Who the fuck needs that? No, I said the cat. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay the fuck in your lane and everything is cool. Everything is cool. All right. I promise you. Now, I will tell you this though. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you really gotta be like, you know what the fuck, you got that. That's you. You can have that. I don't want no parts of that. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Don't be a crash out. I'm not even going to go in and out because my nose is really itchy right now and I don't know what to do about it. Okay. So, yeah. Pick and choose your battles wisely. It's enough crash outs in the world. Don't join the team of crash outs. It's enough of those. I am going to go in on him in a second, though. Because at this point, just leave shit alone. But she refused. But, yeah. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Don't be out here lying either. Don't be telling people that you study hip hop when you know goddamn well you didn't. Don't be out here saying that you studied the shit and you know you didn't. Because if you did, then you would know the Mobb Deep told you a long time ago that there was a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said you can run, but you can't hide forever, Petty Boots, in these streets that we done took. They said you walk around with your head down, baby Caligula, scared to look. They said little boots, you shook, because ain't no such things as halfway crooks. And if you don't know who all those people are, it's Drake. It is. I ain't gonna lie to you. Worry about the war. Fuck the battles. And that's where he went wrong. And he's still trying to engage in the battle. And you lost. Stop. Worry about the war. Worry about the war. Just worry about the war. Okay, my friend? Not my friend, but my friend. Worry about the war. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Anyway. Be you. Be amazingly you. Be wonderfully you. Be genuinely you. Be you. Even if they say they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress, it's two out of them. I wouldn't even say worry about helping them. You don't worry about how you walk. And if you're going to dress like a weirdo, be the best weirdo you could be, right? Just don't make up fake accents. So, yeah, the talk part I get. Like, don't do that. And don't drop a lawsuit. That is stupid as fuck when you engaged in the situation, but whatever. Yeah, none of that. But be you, and remember what you eat don't make, or what they eat don't make you shit, and vice versa, what you eat don't make them shit either. So just focus on you. You can't focus on you. You can't make anybody happy. You can't. You can add to their happy. You could bring, you know, you could take a little bit of your happy juice and sprinkle it, but you can't make people happy. Happiness starts within. You came in this world by yourself, you're gonna leave by yourself, baby. I feel like I'm about to have to fuck some shit up. You're gonna leave by yourself, baby. So focus on you. I mean, even if you are a twin, I'm not gonna add the other part. Focus on you. And then, on top of all of that, listen, you could try with all your might to make, you know, fix whatever it is they got beef with, but you ain't gonna fix it. You're not. They gonna find something else to bitch about. So just, again, focus on you. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. And take you to another dimension. And then once you realize and visualize the dream, plan and execute, because that's the only way it's going to happen, babes. It's not going to happen just with the dream alone. You have to put some work in. So do that and everything will be great. But with that being said, I got to get up out of here. I got to go scratch my nose the right way. So I love y'all. I will see y'all tomorrow for the tap-in. Make sure you tune in. Stay out of trouble. Stay safe. But whatever you do, have a good fucking time doing it. Like, have a great time fucking doing it. And I love you guys. And I will see you tomorrow. Good night. Bye. I gotta go. My nose is so itchy. It's the dust. I know what it is. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.